The air smells of humanoid sweat and mold and some sort of spice and of machine oils. And yes, there is a thread of deliciousness in there, too. I get to my paws and trot down the corridor, following the smell of food. You know this about spaceships, right? The outer doors leading to space or to a station dock are hatches, and the doors on the inside are just doors. And the floor is a deck, and the control center where the captain gives her orders is called the bridge, and the place where the food is served and eaten is called the mess. Crouching in the doorway, I peer in. This mess room really is a mess. Along one wall is a galley of sorts. That's the kitchen, separated by a counter from a long table with chairs around it, each made for a different kind of being to sit in. Everything is shabby and patched and grubby, and there's a clunk of half-assembled machinery sitting in a pool of oil on the table. And as I pad across the room, following my nose, the floor is sticky under my paws. The counter is piled with dirty dishes, and my nose twitches. Somebody has left a half-eaten sandwich on the table. In one bound, I'm on the chair, opening my jaws to snap up the food when a big clawed hand grabs me by the scruff of the neck and hoists me into the air. I give a surprised yelp and then find two round, slit-pupiled golden eyes examining me. Just my luck. One of the crew of this ship is a Lizardian, a cold-blooded species that detests anything cute and fluffy, like my current shape.